You mentioned one artist of that time, with Krishna and Radha, and we'll leave that for you, but who were the artists of the other paintings?
This artist, on the left side, there's an artist, a Russian artist, that they're painting at the Lipikon. I don't know her name. But she's...
In that first pastime,
there's a mix of many different artists.
Many different artists, but they're artists from like a... I mean, these paintings that, you know, that you are available, you can see these in this area, there in Radhakrishna.
No. The only one that I know is this one. This is from Radhakrishna.
Right
on the architecture is painting.
So you just were able to see it.
I gathered from here and there and elsewhere.
Right. And then when you were showing us at the end, can you just go back one slide back? Is it possible now?
That's possible.
No, back. There. Okay, so you showed us a map earlier of the other unmanifested kundas.
Yeah.
Now, so are they where the buildings would be?
The pastimes are eternal. So, yes.
They're not in the outside of the forest around.
Yes.
They would be right there where the bhajan would be.
Correct. They're, it's like at the very beginning, part one, was when Janava was seated here, chanting,
a bridge in the middle of Radhakund. And we don't see a bridge in the middle of Radhakund. We don't see those unmanifested kunches of the sakis and the sakas. But those with spiritual vision can see those things.
And where did that map, who did have that vision? Was that Janava, or is that, you know where that came from?
It's a description from our acharyas, but which one of our acharyas I cannot say. It's a little bit like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's type of writing, but it's taking their writings and making an artist's rendering of those writings.
You know, once again, the song Kabhi Havi Bola Se Din Naam.
Anything else? Yes?
Many times, like when we visit Radhakund, we chant on it. We hear like both types of conversations, like we should be taking bath there, and Radha says that we shouldn't be taking bath there. So what's the right approach? Like we should be just getting out of incense.
In the very first part, I gave the explanation of what happened historically with Srila Prabhupada. In 1974, he took the first group of his Western disciples. He was glorifying Radhakund. They asked if it would be alright to take bath. He said yes. And they were carried away and were not properly respectful. So he said, get out. No more. But then he softened sometime later, before his departure, and said unto conditions, with permission, and if you're properly respectful, with permission of your spiritual master, and if you're properly respectful, you can take that. And what's safe is you just sprinkle some few drops, 3 drops, and that's the same as abhishek, same as taking bath. And you don't risk, because the issue can be not only being properly respectful, you're placing your feet on Radharani. How can you do that? Like stepping on Govardhan. So, there's that consideration. But Prabhupada gave with proper respect. Radharani is making her mercy available. So if you're properly respectful, with specific permission.
Respectful in terms that you should be really up close, by the way, in there. we should be like wearing our clothes.
No, that's not the respectful. Respectful is the mood. We wear gamsha. But, you know, the mood should not be sporting.
Well, that quote that you read of Prabhupada, and quite, you said, you know, you listed that was it Raghunath Das Goswami was, yeah. And then so at the end he says,
is he saying there that then you can, or if you do these
yes.
things,
yes.
you have that mood?
That's right. That's right. So, you know how it is quoting. You have to take the whole picture rather than one thing and that's it. So,
but as this one devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, this, I've seen in Govardhan, I've seen how they do it. I've never seen a street like this, but would this be something that Prabhupada would want his disciples to do? Or?
Some of them have done.
Some have done, right?
Bhojan did. And following him, Vrajabihari did.
Yeah.
You know, the Vraj, the Parikrama path and around Vraj.
Really?
But just, you know, the morning curriculum.
Okay.
It's austere. Vrajabihari did it with knee pads. It's, you know, it's difficult.
Maharaj, how many births it takes for a neophyte devotee to have that vision? Which is very difficult.
Too many. But it's not a matter of births. It's a matter of mercy. And being eager to receive mercy. It's not... If one gets mercy from someone who is very merciful, then eligibility can come quickly.
It must be like I was talking earlier that we should not take it for granted that Maharaj is coming here. This is mercy. This is not our endure that they are coming.
You like to comment, Mr. Marsh?
Connecting part of Radha Sangam.
Sangam. Someone did this for me, and I'm just following what they wrote. But it's S-A-N-G-A-M, right?
Sangam. Confluence.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Sangam is like a fight.
There was a fight.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Surrounding the Ashtasakhi, which direction, book is available that is that. Within the Lilamrita. Two books, one Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bangala, and another book within Lilamrita.
Yeah. when I reported to them about Govinda Lilamrita was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked his father, could he print it? And the answer was, yes, you can print one volume.
One for yourself,
one for myself. Oh, okay. Because it's so elegant. I heard it was one.
I, as far as I understand, it was designed to him. It was unique in kind of the that one is also designed for the
Parkour State. Parkour State also stated as one of those special. Resistance to which?
So the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta coming here, there was some...
Coming where?
To Vrindavan and having a program with Vrindavan and some resistance to that?
I'm unaware. You aware? Okay, it's time for...